Lucy and Haley, bursting through my bedroom door. Yay, it's Warm Hearts Day. Happy Warm Hearts Day, Eva. Oh no, I slipped through my alarm. Happy Warm Hearts Day. I tried to sound happy, but I felt bad because I didn't have any presents for my family. What's wrong, Eva? I didn't get my family any presents. I was so busy making things for my friends, I forgot all about my family. Maybe we could give them the cookies we made? I gave those away to help some animals in my wing warmers and bag decorations are gone too. That sounds very kind of you, Eva. Don't worry, I'm sure your family won't mind. They know you love them even without presents. Come on, Eva. Let's get dressed. That will make you feel better. Then we can practice the song again. We put on our costumes. We sang the song. We looked and sounded pretty good, but the only felt a teeny. But I only felt a tiny bit better than Lucy and Haley. Flew home to meet up with their families. Bye, Eva. See you soon at the party. Grandpa Owl Fred and Granny Owl Berta came over. They loved my costume. Then it was time to leave for the party. My family flew there together. Oh, Diary, I felt so bad going empty-winged. Excited owls filled with every branch of the old oak tree. Mr. Swoopstone stepped up to the microphone. Welcome to Warm Hearts Day celebration. To start things off, Mrs. Featherbottom's class is going to sing Frozen Feathers and Fur. We were all excited to sing and dance in front of everyone. My tummy felt like it was tumbling around under my feathers. When we finished, everybody cheered. It was flaptastic. But soon I felt sad again. It was time for families to exchange presents. I'm so sorry. I don't have presents for any of you. I'll let you all down. That's okay, Eva. Remember the true meaning of Warm Hearts Day? Presents, surprises, and food. Today is all about being kind and helping others.
20 Wings, the winter fairy didn't bring anyone presents. Her heart was
warm and happy just by being there. That's how you make a feel. Thanks, Dad. Diary, you won't believe what happened next. The sheep, beavers, and bears I had met showed up at the old oak tree. Everyone went quiet as the sheep started bleating down below. We would like to wish everyone a very warm Heights Day, especially one very special little owl. Her kindness reminded us what Warm Hearts Day is all about. In return, we have made wool sweaters for everyone. Next, the beaver started talking. We would like to thank that same little owl for keeping our little ones warm. She showed us what Warm Hearts Day is all about. As a thank you, we have made wooden toys for everyone. Everyone clapped. My cheeks turned bright red. Then a bear spoke up. This little owl's kindness reminded us, too, of the true meaning of Warm Hearts Day. She is like a real wind fairy. So, to thank her, we have brought fresh fish for everyone to eat. Lucy's and Haley's mouths dropped open. Everyone looked up at me and cheered. The sheep, beavers, and bears smiled. So that's where the cookies went. Eva is the little owl.
I'm so proud of you, my little twinkle wings.
You are full of surprises, after all. Then everyone lifted me up in the air. Let's all raise a glass to Eva for beginning such a generous and kind winter fairy owl. The sheep, beavers, and bears shared their presents with everyone who had the best Warm Hearts Day ever.